This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Wyoming librarian has been awarded a massive payday after her firing for her refusal to pull LGBTQ books off the public library shelves. Terry Leslie, the former director of the Campbell County Public Library in Gillette, Wyoming, filed a federal lawsuit last April for defamation and the violation of her civil rights against the county, its board of commissioners, the library board of directors, and individual members of both government boards. The lawsuit accused them of violating her First Amendment right to free speech, and of firing Ms. Leslie in a retaliatory and discriminatory way. The librarian, Terry Leslie, has been awarded a $700,000 settlement. The controversy initially began in June 2021, when the Gillette Library highlighted LGBTQ-themed books to honor Pride Month. Before long, activists filed challenges against 25 books, including Juno Dawson's This Book is Gay, Anna Fisk's How Do You Make a Baby, Nadia Okamoto's Period Power, Hannah Witten's Doing It, Corey Silverberg's Sex is a Funny Word, and Andrew Smiler's Dating and Sex, a Guide for the 21st Century Teen Boy. Leslie fiercely resisted calls to remove the books or place them in the adult section, saying, "If you segregate these books, say, in the adult section, and you're a teenager, and you go to try to find something on a topic and that book isn't there, you won't discover it. That is a form of censorship." After months of disputes, the library board fired her. But despite Gillette being one of the most conservative areas of the state that backed President Donald Trump by almost 50 points, hundreds of people swarmed the library board meeting to support the librarian. After the lawsuit and the $700,000 settlement, librarian Leslie said, "I don't regret standing up for the First Amendment in any way, but it was kind of a brutal process to experience it, to have it be such a contentious issue, and for it to be across the country and be called things like a pedophile or a child groomer. Those things were all very hard to experience." Similar battles are playing out all over the country, with Republican officials and citizens pushing for greater control over the content in libraries and even sometimes private bookstores, with an eye for censoring LGBTQ content from younger people. Irish author Kevin Berry's latest novel, The Heart in Winter, is set in Butte, Montana, where he did research for this novel more than 25 years ago at the Butte Public Archives. Berry has since returned, and he says a lot has changed in the mining city. "I got out of the car on Park Street after 26 years away, and the first thing I saw was three very happy, shiny young people walking down the street with their yoga mats under their arms, and I went, 'Oh, geez, this place has changed,'" Kevin Berry said. One thing that has not changed is the warm reception he received on his return trip to Butte. Berry said, "When you show up in Butte, Montana with an actual Irish accent, you're very quickly embraced to the bosom of the town," he said. Butte inspired Berry to write The Heart in Winter, a comedic love story that takes place in the 1890s Butte, Montana. Berry recently spoke at the public archives where he did his research for the novel more than two decades ago. He drew inspiration from actual letters from Irish immigrants living in Butte. Berry said, "The letters from Irish miners writing home to their mothers in Cork about how it was, you know, you could sense the lonesomeness of the immigrant experience," Berry said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.